Today we'll be doing Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, "Kevan shehigiyas matfila aser la adam lahakdim lefesach chaveru liten lo shalom mishum deshmo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu shalom avam muter lomar lo tzafer demaritav." Once the time for davening kicks in, a person is not allowed to go to his friend and wish him shalom, since shalom is one of the names of Hashem, but he can say tzafer demaritav, which is good morning in Aramaic. Vafilu zeinu muter elik shehutzrach lalechas leros eze yisak. Even that is only permissible when he has to go see him for a certain purpose. Avolim inu holich elo lahakbil panav kodim tila afilu ze halashon aser v'chein aser lechra lo kishemashkim lefisco. But if he's specifically going out of his way just to see this person before davening, then even to say tzafer demaritav is going to be a problem, and he's not allowed to bow before him when he walks out of the house. Yishomrim dechria asur afilu belo mashkim lefisco. Some say he can't even bow even if he doesn't go out of his way to go meet the person before davening. If he started saying the brachos already, then we're not as concerned about him going out of his way to greet the person. If he doesn't go out of his way to greet him, but he happens to meet him on the road, then he's allowed to wish him shalom. And others say that even if you just meet him on the road, you shouldn't say shalom, but rather you should just say tzafer demaritav. So this way he's cognizant of the fact that you're really not supposed to stop and greet someone until after you daven. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Ches tells us, Mantila hainu me'amud ha-shachar v'ayin b'ver halacha b'sifal. That's starting from alus ha-shachar. L'haktim v'hu adinim holich b'veis ha-knesses b'makom ha-kavua lo le'mekom chaveiro li'ten lo shalom. The same is true if you're going in the shul from your makom kavua to where your friend is to wish him good morning. L'fesach chaveiro v'hu adinim haya aviv o'rabo. The same would be true that you can't go out of your way to greet your father or your rebbe. If there's a very powerful individual that you're scared of, so then Me'ikar Adin, you could if you meet him on the road, you could definitely say shalom, because we pointed out that Me'ikar Adin, you could probably say shalom to anyone on the road, but even to go out of your way, so if you could just shake his hand, that would be ideal. If you can't, so then it sounds like that B'dievedi would be allowed to greet him as well. It's not appropriate to greet a person with Hashem's name before you actually greet Hashem. In terms of whether you could speak in a different language, you could greet someone in a different language, so the Mishnah Berurah leaves that as an open-ended question. If you use one of the kinuyim of Hashem's name, like Rachum or Chanan, to greet someone else, then that would be mutter. If you have to pass through your friend's house or go through that area because you have to go do something, so then to say tzafer demaritav is okay because you're just passing through the area, you're not specifically going to meet him, but to say shalom would still be a problem. The Shulchan Aruch was precise when he said, you're going to see something, because to actually go and involve yourself in something before you daven is problematic. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that we actually postulate this Yesh Omrim, that even to bow, even if you're mashkim lefischo, is a problem. If you're mashkim lefischo, if you get up early to go meet someone else, whether you're going to bow or whether you're going to say good morning or say shalom to them, even if you started saying brachos, that would be a problem. Again, if you go out of your way to see him, you can't greet him, even if you normally would greet him. So many of the Rishonim were makbid to not greet someone with shalom. But if you already started saying brachos, then it would be mutter. If your friend initiated, then you're allowed to respond. And certainly one who already davened, you can go greet someone who has not yet davened, even though you are forcing him to respond to you. We'll stop here for now and pick up a Siv Gimel tomorrow.